With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. Social Services in Billings are opening a temporary shelter to meet the city's need for isolated sleeping spaces as COVID-19 cases rise and temperatures drop. A worker changes sheets in one of the former motel's 40 rooms. The off-the-street shelter just north of downtown Billings is the creation of local healthcare and social service organizations in a coalition aimed at decreasing homelessness in the area. Yellowstone County Continuum of Care expects the 50 to 60 person capacity at the former Western Inn to handle any overflow of people seeking a space to sleep at local shelters over the next year. Site manager Craig Bartle says COVID-19 has caused an increase in homelessness in Billings.
We're seeing more people evicted. We're seeing more agencies that have closed or have limited their services. But even we're seeing a homeless in a new way, even on the West End.
Bartle says about half the rooms are aimed at people not able to find a bed in other shelters due to active drug or alcohol use, physical disability, or other limiting factors. The shelter made the other 20 rooms available for full-time COVID-19 quarantine or isolation, according to Bartle.
We've had as many as 8 and as few as 0.
Sean Hines, Vice President of Public Health Services with Riverstone Health, says the shelter costs between $100,000 and $150,000 a month, with funding from Riverstone Health and Federal CARES Act dollars. Meanwhile, Yellowstone County Continuum of Care is working on a 5-year plan to answer the need for more overnight shelters for those with active addiction or other barriers. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.